Leading off for the Brewers. The right fielder.
Bottom eight we go. Brewers are running out of outs. This is not an elimination game, but you make it easier on yourself with a victory here today, as it'll be Joe Halleck, Tanner Adam, and Mike Peschel due up for Moorhead. These three getting their first look at Justin Thompson here today, as Thompson's first pitch popped up, and that's foul and out of play. Cold Spring with a four-run fifth inning, the difference in the ball game right here. As the Springers with some infield singles, and not exactly Harvey's wall bangers or anything like that, but just making it happen. As Thompson's one-strike pitch, missing for a ball. Evens our count up at 1-1. JT right back. That pitch is waved at by Halleck. Now 1-2, as we see Sam Hansen make his way into the bullpen, Reese. Maybe getting ready for some sticky situations here in the eighth, or being handed the ball in the ninth. Time will tell. As the 1-2 pitch from Thompson. Ooh, just missing right there. And moves our count to 2-2.
It would make sense to see Hansen after this. Kind of a big kid, power pitching lefty after Fenright and Thompson. I think that'd be a good change of pace for that Springer bullpen.
Off-speed pitch just missing for Thompson right there with the late breaker. Fills our count up at 3-2. Full count to the Moorhead right fielder, and time called. As the count remains 3-2. Joe Halleck a fly out to Hansen in center in the second. RBI single in the fourth, hit by a pitch in the sixth. As the payoff pitch, high ball four, and Thompson walks the leadoff man here in the eighth inning. So that gets the tying run to the plate for the remainder of the inning, Reese, unless Halleck is retired on the pads. Tanner Adam comes to the plate for the Brewers. Got to wonder how long the leash will be here for Thompson as the pitch hit on the ground toward short. Barth up with it, goes to second for one. Fox's relay to first is not in time. Safe right there. Tanner Adam beats it out, and he'll reach on a fielder's choice.
Nice play by Barth, gobbling that one up to his right. It would have been a really tough turn for Fox on that one to get Tanner Adam. He's not exactly slow running to first base, but attempted nonetheless, and that's a big first out of the inning for the Springers.
It's a little too slow, a few of these double play balls we've seen here today. Just not enough of that that heat on it. As Mike Peschel steps into the batter's box for Moorhead. Mike's had a two-hit day thus far. Hit the ball hard three times. As first offering from Thompson to Peschel, that pitch misses. As now all of a sudden the sun kind of pokes out. And where, of course, is the sun right now at 6:06 on a Sunday, Reese?
Not in a great place if you're a one Brad Olson, I would imagine.
As the 1-0 pitch is waved at right there by Peschel. Evens our count up at 1-1. I see Ole take the sunglasses in left field from the top of the head and putting them on his eyes now. 1-1 the count. Thompson set. 1-1 pitch. That's popped up. I think Van Looy's going to have a play here. Thompson may be calling for it. It is Drew Van Looy, and the ball drops. Thompson gave way to Van Looy, who called for the ball. Drew tried a basket catch, and he's unable to put it away, so it's new life for Mike Peschel.
One thing that has always kind of bugged me on the baseball field is that play right there. I know that your pitcher's job is to pitch and not do anything else, and some coaches don't even like their pitchers going after balls, but Thompson got off the mound pretty good on that one. He's a good fielding guy. You know, he catches it when he doesn't pitch, so no reason why he can't go make that play. He was easily there the first, and sometimes you just go let a pitcher make a play.
Cost him an out. We'll see if it's a costly one as the 1-2 pitch. That's cracked foul by Mike Peschel as the count remains at 1-2. Yeah, he was right there. I mean, that ball's in his glove if Van Looy doesn't call him off.
And just a tough play for Van Looy to make. I believe, you know, they haven't given him an error on that play, and I think that's why he had it in his glove, but just a tough one.
1-2 pitch. That's smacked into the left field corner, but that will twist foul. As Peschel stretching the limitations of the ballpark here, spraying it all over the place at this at-bat. Line out to Barth in the second inning. RBI single in the fourth and a single in the sixth. As this pitch is swung on and missed, as he will be out on strikes, but the ball gets past Drew Bolson. So Tanner Adam will move to second base on the wild pitch. So Thompson gets the strikeout of Peschel for out number two, but a runner into scoring position now for the Brewers.
I applaud Peschel on the play. He kind of tried to fake out the ump as if to say he fouled that one off, tried to stay alive at the box. But when you take your first two steps out of the box hard towards first like you did hit it, you kind of told on yourself there a little bit. So I appreciate the effort, but not the greatest acting job by Mike Peschel.
No Academy Awards dulled out for him as Chandler Eibach to the plate. His first pitch swinging, he pops it up. Terrace over for a look. Jaron wants this one. Thompson does let him have it, and Jaron makes the catch for out number three, and the Brewers go down here in the eighth inning. They score no runs on no hits. There were no Springer errors and one runner left on base. We've played eight. It's Cold Spring 5. It's Moorhead 3. We are on to the ninth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on Total Country Bob FM. Top nine we go. Top of the ninth, it'll be the bottom of the Springer order. Our game here on Total Country Bob FM to the ninth. As Cold Spring looking to add on, it'll be Brad Olson, Jaron Terrace, and Alex Jungles. And Reese, this has been a kind of fun spot of a lineup for Cold Spring today.
Yes, today and for the entire tournament. Back last Sunday night when they played Anoka, the bottom four hitters had five runs scored in that game. They had five hits combined yesterday out of the 7-8-9 hole, and they have four runs combined out of the 6-7-8-9 today. So we've been talking about it all tournament and probably since we've been doing Springer games for a while here, but that bottom just doesn't really fall off with a normal team of theirs.
Does not, as they got some depth all the way through as the first offering from Cole Christensen in there for a strike to Brad Olson as the one-strike pitch that is missing for a ball to even us up at 1-1. Olson with a single and a run scored in the fifth inning. He had a few groundouts, three groundouts sandwiched around that. As this pitch is smacked right up the middle, Olson all over that Christensen fastball, and Brad's aboard at first with his second hit of the day.
It's amazing that we've now seen 25 hits in this game, and I still think it's only one extra base hit, the Peschel double down the right field line.
Yeah, that's the only extra base hit we've had as the Springers just collected their 17th hit.
So if you wanted to, you could say Austin Duffner had more home runs today than this game has extra base hits.
Austin Duffner had more home runs in by the time he hit his second home run than this game has extra base hits, let alone his third home run. The Duffman, our Richmond and Albany A&W post-game player of the game for our first game on Bob FM today.
Oh, is that who you went with?
That's what Dad decided. You know, it was up to him. As Terra squares to bunt here, he'll pull back and take a strike as Christensen curls a off-speed pitch in there. Springer manager Dave Hinkemeyer trying to get one more, it appears, Reese. Trying to bunt Olson into scoring position. Even with the bag is Tanner Adam at third base. As Christensen comes home, Terrace squares. He does bunt this one perfectly. Fielded by Tanner Adam. Throw is in time. Sacrifice is in order as Olson ends up at second base.
I think it's a pretty easy move for Hinkemeyer to go with the bunt on that one. I know that the Springers have a pretty complete lineup, but you do have the eight hitter up, nobody out, a 5-3 lead, and Thompson on the mound. You're going to try and score as many times as you can this inning, make it just that much easier for JT in the bottom.
So Jungles, who has been pretty darn good today into the batter's box, probably had something to do with Hinkemeyer's reasoning for bunting here, as Juggy's had three hits thus far. First offering from Christensen to Jungles is in there. Excuse me, is missing for a ball. As Christensen said, he looks at Olson at second base. The 1-0 pitch missing.
Just doing some quick totals in my head here, Kirby. I count 49 hits for the Springers in this state tournament, and I count three extra base hits. 46 singles.
Hanson's two home runs and Barth's double.
Yes, sir.
There it is. 2-0 the count to Jungles as Christensen's 2-0 pitch. That is punched through the right side. We'll watch Hinkemeyer. He's waving Olson. Now he's putting the brakes on Olson because, Reese, who had the ball in right field?
That would be Joe Halleck, and he's been showing off that arm all day. You do not want to make that out at the plate, and you have the top of the order for the Springers. So just the perfect storm, and Dave Hinkemeyer giving his mind every reason to stay at ease as he's just going to leave Olsen at third and let Hanson try and hit him in.
Brian's been very good today as he has four hits. He's 4 for 5 on the day, and we're going to get a pinch runner here as Jungles is lifted for pinch runner B.J. Halls. B.J. Halls comes out, and we get a mound visit from the dugout, Reese. We do have activity in the Moorhead bullpen. So it just has the stench right now that this game is going to remain Christensen's and an opportunity for the Brewer in the pen to keep firing.
I would imagine so. Manager Kelly McMonagle of the Moorhead Brewers coming out there. Haven't seen a whole lot of, I mean, there's action now, but the action for Moorhead hasn't been out there all game, or hasn't been out there a lot as of late. So maybe this is just a little time to calm Christensen down, make sure your infielders are all on the same page, and at the very least, give your guy in the pen just a little extra time to warm up in case it does have to get to that.
They're in the bottom of the seventh in Milroy, and Lake Henry has notched the scoreboard. They trail 3-1 against the defending state champion Jordan Brewers. Conference has come to an end as it'll be first and third for the Springers with Brian Hanson in the batter's box. Four hit day for Hanson. Singles in the first, fourth, two RBI single in the fifth, and another one in the seventh. His only out today, a pretty loud flyout actually to center fielder Jace McLean. First offering to Hanson from Christensen is in there for a strike. Good speed on the pads at first with B.J. Halls. Brad Olson can run as well at third base for Cold Spring. Infield is at double play depth. They're looking for that hard grounder to turn one and keep this a 5-3 game. Hanson's trying to bust it open and get the Springers into that driver's seat game next Friday night. The one-strike pitch to Hanson, missing down and away, as that evens us up at 1-1. One in the second for Cold Spring, four in the fifth. They lead 5-3 against their section rivals, the Moorhead Brewers. As Christensen set, Hanson awaits at the dish. Cole's 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Hanson and got the fastball by him right there, Reese. It's 1-2. A single for Brad Olson. Sack bunt by Jaron Terrace got Brad to second base. He chugged a third on Alex Jungles' single. And that's where we're at right now with runners at first and third. 1-2 the count to the Springer center fielder. Christensen would love a punch out right here. His 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. He got it as Hanson's out on strikes for a big out number two.
So it makes it difficult right now at this time of the day. That wind's still coming in a little bit. If you're Hanson, you're probably thinking deep pop-up, but you haven't really hit anything deep all day as a team collectively. So now you're just trying to fight for a single anyway, and he just gets caught chasing the high fastball there by Christensen.
Second strikeout of the afternoon for Cole Christensen, and it is up to Garrett Fox for Cold Spring here in the ninth. As Christensen set, his first offering to Fox is on the corner for a strike. This thing gets to a two-strike count. Don't be surprised if you see B.J. Halls leave early over at first base, try to entice a rundown to get Brad Olson to score. Granted, the Springers have ran into a few outs already on the base paths today. Oh, and one the count to the Springer second baseman. Fox quiet today. He's hanging on an offer. The 0-1 pitch, that is just off the plate right there. Is Christensen really working Fox away, trying to burn a corner right there, unable to do so. As that evens us up at 1-1. One and one the count. As Hall's inching a lead at first. The 1-1 pitch that's chopped up the third base line. Adam Barehands throws it across the diamond in time. Look, Mom, no glove. What a play, Reese.
Yeah, just gets a bad hop down the line a little bit. Sticks the arm out, gets it, makes a strong throw across the diamond. Peschel once again with the good footwork, switching feet to do whatever he can to make that play, and he got it. And Olson having some words with the umpire here, not quite sure what he saw there, but something.
That does it for Cold Spring in the ninth. They're unable to push across that insurance run. They score no runs on two hits, no more head errors, and two runners left on base. As 5-3 our score. Last wraps for Morehead in the ninth coming up in 1 minute on Bob FM. Bottom nine we go. 5-3 our score in favor of Cold Spring. Crank up the Huey Lewis in the news because this is it, as Thompson will face 8-9-1 in the Morehead order. Nick Salentine, Matt Oye, and back to the top of the order in Brant Kolpeck. He's thrown two wide ones now to Nick Salentine as the Springers lead by two, trying to advance into the winner's bracket game next Friday night against the defending state champion two times over, the Chanhassen Redbirds. 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike from Thompson to Salentine, as the 2-1 pitch is in there as well. Evens us up at 2-2. 18 hits for the Springers today. They left 15 men on base, but they're holding on to a two-run lead right now. 2-2 pitch. That's hit in the air to center field. That ball will drop in front of Brian Hansen. Reese had the suspicion there that Hansen was thinking about diving for that one, but probably chose the proper outcome in letting that ball drop in front of him and not have it turn into a three-base hit.
The ninth inning, eight-hitter, nobody out. If you make the play, it's great. You got one out and you got the nine-hitter up, but if you don't, that ball is probably going to the fence, and now you're working behind the rest of the inning. So, yeah, I agree. Nice play by Hansen just to keep it in front. Would have been cool to see, but unfortunately not, as it looks like we're going to see a pinch hitter here for Morehead. It is going to be Chris Clemenson to hit for Matt Oye here in the bottom of the ninth.
Clemenson, the pinch hitter, who hit a pinch hit home run yesterday in their victory over Dundas. Looks at a first pitch strike from Thompson. Just looking out at Hansen in center, you know he's still thinking about potentially diving for that ball. Has one strike the count. Thompson set. 0-1 pitch. That's popped up, fouling out of play, and Clemenson in a hole at 0-2.
Definitely would have helped Hansen's case for a free Papa Burger after the game. He would have made the catch. A few options on this one if the score and numbers were to stay the same for the possible A&W player of the game.
0-2 pitch from Thompson to Clemenson is low and knocked down by Drew Bolson. Count moves to 1-2. You have got some decisions to make in the Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show, Reese.
This is going to be a tough one. I was kind of looking through the numbers last inning. There's a lot going on here today.
1-2 pitch from Thompson. Oh, just missing right there. Bolson squeezing it awfully tight. As no love from the umpire. Moves our count to 2-2. 2-2 the count. Thompson set his 2-2 pitch. That is popped up the right side, and that ball will twist foul. Terrace over for a run at it. He's unable to make the play because he wasn't able to, because it was 15 feet past him, as the count remains at 2-2. Leadoff man on for the Brewers brings that tying run to the plate here. Chris Clemenson, pinch hitter. He had a pinch hit home run yesterday for Morehead. That's what they're dialing up here as the 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Thompson's got other ideas in a big out number one.
I think he was playing into that one a little bit. It looked like Clemenson, his first couple swings up there, really putting some swing into it. I think he might have been thinking to do the same thing again that he did last night, but Thompson realizing that, going with the off-speed outside, and Clemenson just way ahead. He's got no shot on that one.
Second strikeout for Justin Thompson, and the lineup turns over for Brant Kolpeck. Kolpeck into the batter's box. As the first offering to Kolpeck, missing for a ball. Sam Hansen still throwing in the Springer pen. Should things get hairier for Justin Thompson here in the ninth. But for now, the game belongs to JT. 1-0 the count. Righty's 1-0 pitch is missing. Now 2-0.
Sometimes it's just because a player is not that great in stature, but does it look like Kolpeck's bat is about the same size as him up there?
Kolpeck is swinging about a him-size bat, yes, as the 2-0 pitch is missing and an appeal, and Kolpeck did check his him-size bat. 3-0 the count. Brant Kolpeck is 1-for-4 on the day. 3-0 as Thompson falls behind the 3-0 pitch, and it is a 4-pitch walk, Reese, which makes things interesting because now the winning run comes to the plate in the form of Jace McClain, the man who's got the only extra base hit of the day.
And he's been having a good day, too. Even if you take out that double, he's been seeing the ball well. A couple hard hit balls. He had a single back in the bottom of the seventh. Nothing came of it, but he's been seeing it. So he's going to bring Dave Hinkemeyer out to talk to his infield and talk to his pitching, and that's no surprise. He's got to get on the right page here.
So the wheels are turning inside the Hall of Fame head of Dave Hinkemeyer as he makes his way out there. And just talking with Thompson right now. He's not asking for the ball. Sam Hansen, a lefty thrower. Jace McClain is a lefty hitter. So you could go lefty-lefty matchup here if you're thinking, but this conference has taken, I think, too long for Hinkemeyer to make a move here, Reese.
I agree, unless he knows something about Hansen needing some extra time. But Hansen not really going hard out in the bullpen, so he's kind of taking his time too. So I don't think he's trying to buy his pitcher time.
Oh, there it is.
Nope, that's exactly what he is doing for the fourth time today. I'm incorrect. And Hansen is shrugging his shoulders right now like he doesn't know what's going on.
As, oh, he just wants one more sip of his beverage down there. Big jug of water, and the bullpen door comes open. So we will take a break here. There's one away, and there's two on. The winning run is coming into the the batter's box when we come back. Pitching change, defensive change for Cold Spring. We're back in 1 minute right here on Total Country Bob FM. As we welcome you back to Joe Schlaper Stadium, a defensive change, pitching and defensively for the Cold Spring Springers, Reeves.
There's going to be Sam Hansen coming into the game for the Springers, and it looks like Justin Thompson is going to stay in the game and move to first. So Hansen will enter the game in the spot of Jaron Terrace, and Thompson will stay in that spot being designated hit four, and he will go play first base on this one.
So Thompson's being DH for. Hansen's in the spot, in the eight spot. And Terrace is batting position? That's where you're going with?
Yeah, yep. Okay. I believe that's what the change looks like.
Well, there we go. Sam Hansen, I've never seen him pitch. Big kid, and he throws hard, it looks like, due to watching his warm-ups.
Yeah, 2019 St. Cloud Cathedral grad. Originally had a scholarship to pitch for Matt Mogers down at Minnesota State Mankato. Instead wound up at St. John's University, and I believe that's where he spent his 2020 freshman campaign.
So he's finishing his warm-up pitches. The batter is going to be Jace McClain. Do you think that the lefty-lefty matchup here with McClain had anything to do with Hinkemeyer yanking Thompson?
I could see that. I could definitely see Dave being smarter. Again, he knows this Brewers lineup. He knows it like the back of his hand. He's seen it a million times. So he's got to know something about McClain and makes the move there. Thompson obviously in some hot water as well. Might have had something to do with it.
So the batter will be McClain. As Jace on the day, that double and run scored in the fourth, walked in the fifth, and a single in the seventh. He's 2 for 3. He represents the winning run as he steps into the batter's box. At second base, it's Nick Salentin. At first base, it's Brant Kolpak as the first pitch missing for a ball from Sam Hansen. Hansen, a big left-hander, gets the sign from Drew Bolson. Lefty ready. His 1-0 pitch is up and in. Now 2-0. Does have one base open, but that would entail walking the winning run, Reese.
Don't think he wants to do that.
Not a recipe for success. As Hansen set. Looking to come in with a strike here. 2-0 pitch. That is not it, as that is high for ball three. 3-0 with Joe Halleck on deck for Moorhead.
You hate to play the rumor mill, but it's one thing that I believe I've heard about Max Hansen over the last couple of years. Sometimes can have a little bit of control issues.
His 3-0 offering is up and in, and it's a four-pitch walk, and that's going to load him up as Jace McClain is aboard. Kolpak goes to second for the tying run. Salentin to third as the Springers are going to go have a little word with Hansen. As now, Dave Hinkemeyer comes out of the dugout once again. So Dave maybe going out there, Reese, to settle down his young lefty?
I would think so. And a little action has sparked in the Springer bullpen. Looks like youngster Nick Pennick trying to channel his best inner Zach Femright. He threw seven innings yesterday, and he's currently warming up with the possibility of him coming into this game out of relief.
5-3 score, bases loaded. Some interesting baseball as the wheels are turning everywhere here at the Joe. Compelling stuff. You paid $7 for a seat here, and you only need the edge of it. You paid for the whole thing. All you need is the edge, as the first offering is missing for a ball. That's five wide ones now as Denver Blinn steps up to the plate and looks at a ball. Springer's middle infield looking for a double play ball to end it. As that pitch is in there for a strike to Denver Blinn, and the the Brewer faithful voicing their opinion on the home plate umpire strike zone there, as Sam Hansen does get the strike call. 1-1 the count for Denver Blinn as the 1-1 pitch, that's popped up foul and out of play, and the count now 1-2.
Just goes to show you how that one call can change the entire at-bat, especially in these big spots here or late in the game.
1-2 the count. Bases loaded. 5-3 Cold Spring in the bottom of the ninth inning. As Hansen's 1-2 swung on and missed. Strike three on Denver Blinn. He's out on strikes, and the Brewers are down to their final out.
Blinn, as we could about imagine, having some words with the umpire on his way back to the plate. He did strike out swinging, but he saw one he didn't like, so you know the rules. He has deniability.
Rules is rules, as the hopes and dreams of the Moorhead Brewers for this afternoon at least fall on the shoulders of Joe Halleck. As he steps into the batter's box, a couple hits on the day. First pitch swinging, he pops this one up, foul and out of play. Halleck with a fly out to center in the second, singled with an RBI and came around to score in the fourth, was hit by a pitch in the sixth, and walked in the eighth. So he's been on base three of the four times. One strike to Joe Halleck. Sam Hansen set. A one-strike pitch hit off of Hansen. It squirts into short left field. One run is in. Barth's throw to the plate is not in time, and we're tied at five. Off the foot of Sam Hansen, it squibs into short left. Jordan Barth retrieves, throws off balance, and coming around to score from second is Brandt Kolpak, and it's knotted up at 5-5.
Just a freak accident play if there ever was one. Hansen sticking his leg out. If he doesn't, it might be a base hit up the middle. So it's not like he costs his team a run with that. But then it just jettisons completely in that hole. Barth makes a great play on it. Actually makes a throw to the plate, and it might have been close to have Kolpak. But Hansen right there just cut the ball off, saying, no, it's over with.
So Jace McClain is at second base now. He's the game-winning run for Moorhead, who has tied this game with the two RBI single by Joe Halleck. Compelling action between Cold Spring and Moorhead here today as the 1-0 offering. That is hit in the air to short right field as Dempsey has it measured, and it's free baseball day at the Joe as we will go into extra innings. Moorhead ties it in the bottom of the ninth, scoring two runs on just two hits. No Cold Spring errors and two runners left on base. We've played nine and we're tied at five. It is Cold Spring Springers and Moorhead Brewers winner's bracket baseball action. We're back with the 10th inning in 1 minute on Total Country Bob FM. To the 10th we go here at the Joe. And Reese, if you're trying to dial up a rally for the boys from Cold Spring, who would you like to start your inning?
I think I'd be okay with maybe Jordan Barth straight into Joe Dempsey. That'd probably be where I'd start.
Hey, how about that? That's what Cold Spring's got up here in the 10th as Jordan Barth steps into the batter's box, as it'll be Barth, Dempsey, and Drew Bolson. Springers tied at five here in the 10th inning is the first offering to Jordan Barth, missing up and in from Cole Christensen. Has 1-0 the count to JB. That pitch is hit in the air to right center field, and over for the catch is Jace McClain. He makes the catch for out number one.
Yeah, just like we've been saying all day, that ball just kind of hanging up in the air. That wind's still coming in on us. Sun's peeking back out here at Shakopee to start the 10th, but either way, that ball's not going to get in a gap today.
As that brings Joe Dempsey to the plate for Cold Spring. As Dempsey reached on an error his last time up, he singled back in the third inning. As Christensen on the rubber for the Moorhead Brewers. Cole's been pretty good, Reese. He came in relief of Kyle Kingsley. That was back in the fifth inning. He got the last out in the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, only allowing the one run thus far. And, oh, by the way, he threw two innings yesterday. As the 1-0 pitch cut out and missed by Dempsey, as Joey's in a hole, evened up at 1-1. Big bottom of the seventh inning in Milroy as Jordan has blown open a 9-1 lead over Lake Henry right now. That game in the top of the eighth inning, Jordan leading 9-1, Angela Mergen telling me. We are at 5-5 here at the Joe. Into the 10th inning. Joe Dempsey is in a hole at 1-2. Christensen's 1-2 pitch to Dempsey. That is skied into short center field. Jace McLean coming on. He'll call. He'll catch. And two quick outs of the Springer meat of the order. And that'll bring up Drew Bolson.
Unfortunately, as you mentioned before, Christensen looking good and kind of seems to me like he's looking a little better as this game keeps going on. Had a couple innings where he gave up a couple knocks, but that's what the Springers have been doing today all day. The name of the game is keeping him from scoring, and he has done that for the most part.
I said he gave up the run in the fifth. That wasn't even his run. As that brings Drew Bolson to the plate. Cold Spring 1 in the second and 4 in the fifth inning. They've been scoreless since. They have left 15 men on base because they have 18 singles here today. As Christensen's 1-0 to Bolson, that's missing inside. Runs our count to 2-0 to the Springer catcher. Should he reach, it'll be Drew Van Looy for Cold Spring. As Christensen rocks and fires, his 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike to Bolson. Now 2-1. Two down on two quick ones for Cold Spring in the 10th. As the 2-1 pitch is fouled at home by Bolson. As that evens our count up at 2-2. Two and two the count to Drew Bolson. As Christensen gets the sign from Chandler Iback, the 2-2 pitch, that's popped up fouling out of play. As the count stays put at 2-2. Got a text from Brian Bell during the bottom of the ninth inning, Reese. He said he was sweating listening to us in the hairy situation for the Springers there in the ninth. As the 2-2 pitch to Bolson, just missing right there, will fill our count up at 3-2.
Well, don't grab a shower quite yet, Brian. We still got some more baseball here.
3-2 the count. Christensen's payoff pitch to Bolson has popped up fouling out of play. We'll do the 3-2 over again. As Chan Hassan is sitting down. Foul territory up the first baseline, wondering who they're going to see Friday night back here at the Joe. For a while, it looked like Cold Spring. But a line drive off the foot of Sam Hansen got two runs home for Moorhead with two outs in the bottom of the ninth to tie this thing up. As Drew Bolson coaxes a walk, as that will bring Drew Van Looy to the plate.
Good at bat there for Bolson. Getting a base runner, making Christensen throw about 7-8 pitches in that one, taking him full, falling off a couple. Going to have to start getting at this kid a bit if they want to see what else this Moorhead bullpen has to offer.
So two down, and Drew Van Looy to the plate for Cold Spring. As Van Looy steps in, as Bolson leads from first. First offering to Van Looy, first pitch swinging, he pops this up. Adam over for a look in foul territory. I lose sight of him, and the ball is well out of play anyway. As Van Looy in a hole at 0-1. Drew singled and scored in the second. Bounced out to shortstop Salentine in the third. Had an RBI on a fielder's choice in the fifth and came around to score. Bounced into a 6-4-3 double play in the sixth and bounced out to the shortstop Salentine in the eighth. 0-1 the count on Drew Van Looy right now. As Christensen set, he will step off the rubber. And Dave Hinkemeyer saying that's a balk. Dave Hinkemeyer going to have a word with the plate umpire. I don't know, Reese. Christensen looked like he kind of came forward with that foot as opposed to came forward with his left foot as opposed to coming off with his back right foot.
Yeah, it's kind of like he had his weight kind of shifted forward there. So before he could take the step back, he had to shift that weight forward. And when he did so, it looked like he moved that foot a bit. The Cold Spring faithful here want to call, as did Dave Hinkemeyer, but none whatsoever.
It looked awkward to me, and no one said anything. And then all of a sudden, Dave Hinkemeyer started walking towards the plate. It's like, well, Hink saw something. 0-1 won the count on Van Loy as Christensen's 0-1 pitch is fouled into the netting as the count moves now to 0-2.
If there was something there, that is not the call you want to miss as an umpire in this one. In a Class B baseball game, you should not be letting anybody off the hook with a box. So that's a tough one if there really was.
0-2 the count as Christensen trying to retire the Springers in the 10th as the 0-2 pitch will hit Van Loy as Drew with two strikes will be awarded first base. And the go-ahead run in the form of Drew Bolson will go to second and make their way into scoring position. So the Springers got some Drews on the pads as Dave Hinkemeyer looking over asking Drew Van Loy if he's okay. As Brad Olson into the batter's box for Cold Spring. Brad is 2-for-5 on the afternoon today. Bolson can run at second, so a base hit. Unless it's scolded to right fielder Joey Halleck, should potentially get a green light to get Bolson home. That has the first pitch in there for a strike to Brad Olson. 0-1 the count. To the Springer left fielder. Cold Spring trying to recapture the lead here in the top of the 10th inning. The 0-1 pitch that is on the corner for a strike with the off speed, and it moves our count to 0-2. Ole with a little head twist right there, thinking that one was a tad too outside and maybe late breaking. So 0-2 the count. As Christensen set. His 0-2 offering to Olson is cut on and missed. He got the heater by him, and that does it for Cold Spring in the 10th. They come up empty, scoring no runs on no hits. There were no Moorhead errors, and Cold Spring leaves two more, giving them 17 left on base here on the day. After 9.5, it is Cold Spring 5. It is Moorhead 5, bottom of the 10th inning coming up in 1 minute right here on Total Country Bob FM.
Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate our water usage in days. All of our systems include insulation, sales tax, and a free flow sump. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste any of the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Back again.
Bottom 10 we go here at Joe Schlaper Stadium, the Class B Final Four, second matchup of the day, Reese. We've gotten our money's worth thus far.
Yeah, it's been a good one. Really close game. The biggest score difference, I think, has been two runs throughout this entire game. It was a 1-0 Springer lead, then a 3-1 Moorhead lead, a 5-3 Springer lead, and now a 5-5 tie game. So two teams keeping it close with each other. A lot of small ball. It's just kind of a good old-fashioned baseball game, if you will.
It'll be a 6-7-8 due up for Moorhead here in the 10th inning, and that starts with Mike Peschel. As Peschel makes his way into the batter's box for the Brew Crew. Appreciate you joining us right here on Total Country Bob FM. If you were tuning in for this evening's Homegrown show, you can listen back to that on the podcast or weekend tab at mybobcountry.com starting tomorrow. 5-5 our score as Sam Hansen back out on the mound for Cold Spring as the first offering hit on the ground and through the left side, a leadoff single for Mike Peschel as they get the leader on, and there's the winner right there, Reese.
And you got to think that they're going to be playing a small ball approach here. Once again, nothing really hitting big in this game. No one's riding a gap. No one's, I don't think anyone's really going to put one over the fence with this. You got Chandler Ebach coming up to the plate. He's 0-for-4, and I got to believe a bunt as we are going to get a pinch runner here, I believe, for Moorhead as well.
Yeah, Peschel has been lifted. Number two into the game.
Yeah, it'll be Spencer Flatten coming in to pinch run for the Brewers, representing the winning run.
Spencer Flatten is the runner. Chandler Ibach is the batter, as he does not square to bunt, as Sam Hansen throwing low for a ball. Hansen had some control issues last inning in the ninth, issuing a walk to Jace McLean. As Hansen's 1-0 pitch, that is missing for a ball as well. Now 2-0. A good spot right there from Sam Hansen. No love from the blue.
Problem with this Brewers order so far in the current moment is if you get Ibach here, Salantin and Oye, the next two hitters, are combined 1-for-7 on the day.
As a pitch right there missing by Sam Hansen, and the count now 3-0. Nick Pennick was throwing in the Springer pen. He has since stopped that. So 3-0 the count. Hansen falling way behind Chandler Ibach. As the 3-0 pitch, high ball 4. It's a single and a walk. Getting two men aboard for Moorhead here in the 10th inning.
No, you can say this just about any time a pitcher's struggling with strikes, but Hansen just really not looking comfortable out there so far.
He has labored, to say the least, as now we see Dave Hinkemeyer come out of the dugout. As Hinkemeyer is going to, I would say, try settling down because, I mean, he didn't have anybody warmed up unless he wanted to go back to Thompson. And, well, there you go. That's what we're doing as Sam Hansen will be lifted from the game. He's going right back to Justin Thompson as Jaron Terrace comes out with a glove. So Thompson will move from first base back to pitcher, and Terrace will go out and play first base. So a pitching change for Cold Spring. What we'll do, we will take a one-minute timeout and be back with the remainder of this, the bottom of the 10th inning coming up on Total Country Bop FM. We welcome you back. Pitching change for the Springers. Back in pitching today is Justin Thompson, as Thompson has the first pitch he delivers to Nick Salantin, Reese. Everybody in the ballpark knew the bunt was coming, and there it was, a sacrifice in order. So the Springers get the out. Game-winning run, Mike Peschel, or his pinch runner, Spencer Flatten, is at third base. And the infield comes in here with Matt Oye into the bat. Is this Oye?
This is. Looks like Oye re-entering after the pinch hit in his last plate appearance.
Oye is back in there, number 51, as he looks at a first pitch ball from Justin Thompson. A base hit here. Wins it. A fly ball deep enough wins it as well for Moorhead. As Thompson set. The 1-0 pitch to Oye, breaking ball in there for a strike. Evens it up at 1-1. Infield way in. Van Loy, Barth, Fox, Terrace all in on the grass for Cold Spring. 1-1 the count. Spencer Flatten trying to get home and give Moorhead the victory as the 1-1 pitch on the corner for a strike to Oye, who was 0-for-3 on the day with two bounce outs to short and a fly out to first. 1-2. Thompson set. Righty ready. 1-2 pitch is punched into right field, and it's a walk-off winner for Matt Oye. Spencer Flatten comes across to score, and the Moorhead Brewers defeat the Cold Spring Springers by a score of 6-5. A comeback of the utmost proportions right there for Moorhead as they battled hard, and they earned the victory here today, Reese.
Yeah, never say die. They were working on that Springer's bullpen throughout this entire game, and really impressive, too, in the sense of, I know they weren't down by a big deficit, but once again, we keep coming back to this fact that no doubles today, really. So they weren't doing it with some big swings and a couple big hits getting them back into it. Just a couple knocks, a couple walks here and there. They get that fortunate play in the ninth to tie it, and all it takes is a couple hitters in the 10th to make it happen.